greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. I won't be before you too long because I know folks got stuff sitting on the grill, boiling, you know, ribs boiling on the stove. And so I'm moving with the Spirit today because he was doing a little thing, something a little different today. So we're going to go with the flow. Amen. The scripture that was read to you earlier was from the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, and it reads, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity right here and right now. God, I ask for you to purge my heart of anything that is not like you. God, enter the sanctuary and be who you are and who you want me to be in this message. God, I ask for your divine intervention as I speak the words that you have for your people. God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Just recently, I know I'm a little late and behind, but I was watching this video by Childish Gambino called This Is America. I don't know if a lot of people, some people may not, because they're looking at me a little strange. He's a multifaceted entertainer. He's a rapper, an actor. He's a producer. He's a singer. And he managed to encapsulate 4 minutes and 5 seconds of what America looks like today. And in that, it was so much going on. And while none of the stuff surprises us because we see it every day in the news, and we get desensitized by all of the things that are going on, whether it's shooting somebody in plain sight, whether it's dragging them off the scene, whether it's holding the gun laws higher than the people, whether it's just killing and robbing in the background, whether it's injustices going on, it struck me a little bit to really give us a visual to show how unbalanced we are. How unbalanced as a society we are, how unbalanced as a people we are in every aspect of our life. Not near one of us is excused from it. Each and every one of us got something where we are just imbalanced in one place or another in our life. And with that, you know, I know that we should be walking around, everybody should be walking around a little sideways like they need a V8. Because that's how unbalanced things are. Whether it's in the workplace and putting in too many hours and just that one last email that we got to send at 7 p.m. Whether it's us in our homes and on the computer, on the TV, a little too much when we should be putting in that time with the Word of God. Whether it's social media, that we tend to take time and flick through to see whose face we're going to look at today, who got the different selfie on today, or who's cooking what and who's eating what and what that plate looked like. Whether it's in our worship and how we tend to make things and don't put things in its proper perspective when it comes to committing ourselves to Christ. And that's why I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about how we need to balance. How we need to balance our commitments to Christ. And I use this story of Mary and Martha. And it was a typical story, and story that, you know, a lot of us probably have not heard or heard more than once or twice or more than in our lifetimes. And, you know, how Mary and Martha come in, and as a matter of fact, again, I told you the Lord is working a little differently right now. So I'm going to reenact this a little bit. Can y'all indulge me in that for a moment? So I have my Jesus, right, Ramsey? If you can sit there at the chair down there. We're going to reenact something. Be right back. You can tell I'm related to Tyree Newman. And Rachel, if you can just come up and just sit in that chair right now. Mm-hmm. You see how quick I got that on? That you know this is on A day, okay? Need the wireless mic. Okay. So Mary, and just follow my lead. Just follow my lead. This is unrehearsed, y'all. So they just learned about this today. So Mary, let me tell you something. Actually, can you stand right there at the door? Because I'm gonna have to usher you in. Jesus is coming, okay? Our Lord is coming, and I'm going to need everything to be straight, okay? I got the greens the way he like it, okay? Okay, just like he like it. I got the chicken simmering, okay? Got the Kool-Aid just the right temperature, okay? So I'm going to need you to help me out here, okay? Right now, I'm when he comes, I'm going to, you know, need you to just have him settled in. I'm going to be back in the kitchen, getting things straight, okay? I need you to help me, okay? All right. So when he comes, settle him in and, you know, I'll, you know, come in back and help me out and we can get this going, okay? All right. Jesus. And then Jesus enters in. Lord, welcome into our home. You, look at that. He got the sandals on today, too. I didn't even know that he was going to have the sandals on today, okay? He came prepared. That's how the Spirit works. That's how the Spirit works. Lord, come on and enter into our home, God. Thank you for coming, Lord. Have a seat. You may be seated. So now, Mary, you can just sit right there a little on the floor, just perch a little at his feet. And Jesus, you're going to be dropping knowledge. You know how to drop some knowledge? You know how to act like you're dropping knowledge? Yeah, you're just teaching, and he just teaching, yeah, and she just received. So Jesus is teaching, she's receiving, teaching. And meanwhile, Martha's in the background. Okay. minutes go by. Minutes go by and nobody is in the kitchen helping. Okay, wait, my stuff is burning. She got to turn off the stove here. And minutes go by, and minutes go by. And as she continues, she gets heated. So that's why I know we got some, you know, there had to be some sisters, right, to do this. Because then she gets a little annoyed, right? And Jesus bids her and says, Martha, Martha, come on, Martha, listen. You're losing out on it. You're missing the whole point. She's doing the right thing. And you should be doing the same. Rachel, you can say thank you so much. That was just an awesome. But that's just an interpretation of how we are when we're a little unbalanced. And with that, you know, in the midst of all of that, we tend to give Martha a hard time. You know, in her defense, you know, we're like, okay, well, she didn't have her thing right. She was not where she's supposed to be. And we just go ahead and write her off. But to her credit, okay, Martha was committed to serving, right? She wanted to ensure that she was committing and she was serving with excellence, right? She was ensuring that she was leading the efforts to ensure that Jesus had everything that he needed when he came in. But it got a little misconstrued, got a little mixed up, because while she was, her purpose and her heart was to serve Jesus, she got a little distracted, right? Sometimes in that, in knowing how we are and how we want to serve, sometimes we get so caught up, we get knocked off balance because we get distracted, right? How about how somebody, she came out. Mary was sitting at her feet. The first thing she was doing was what? Focusing on Mary. When we are doing the works of the Lord, we need to focus on the works of the Lord. Sometimes we get so caught up in, okay, well, why is she doing that? And where's she supposed to be helping me do this? And I thought she signed up for this. That was Mary's ministry. If you look and if you read continuously in the Gospels, Mary was always at the feet of Jesus. She was at the feet in this instance. She was at the feet and fell at his feet when her brother had passed away. She was at his feet washing his feet with her hair and her perfume. She was in her right position. But sometimes we get so distracted, we want to get people out of their position, and then we get knocked out of position. So we get distracted, and she was serving a little begrudgingly. Okay, she had a little attitude. She had a little too with it. And it wasn't as if She was serving with the excellence. She did want to serve with the excellence, but at the same time, she got angry. From that distraction, rolled into anger. Because again, she thought somebody was supposed to be with her. Minding her, she wasn't minding her own business. She set unrealistic expectations. Again, what Mary was supposed to do was what Mary was supposed to do. But at the same time, she didn't prioritize, right? Knowing that Jesus was there, and I didn't mention it a little earlier, but Jesus was like a best friend to the family, right? So he was there more than once, right? So sometimes when, you know, and as Christians, we think, okay, just as somebody comes over, like at my house, you come one time, you're a guest. One time. After that, don't ask me for no water. You go and get it yourself. Amen? Okay? And sometimes we get in that mode and that comfort, the same with Jesus. We take him for granted. And not to say that she took him for granted, and I'm not, because I don't know what was in her mind. But I know as a people and as Christians, that what often we do when it comes to having our commitment to Christ and having our relationship with Christ, knowing that he's always going to be there, sometimes we just put him on the back burner. Then we're going to talk about Mary, a little bit about Mary, something about Mary. She was in that right position. She was committed to hearing from Jesus. What does that look like to commit to hear from Jesus? Sometimes, and like we are in this world where we're so busy and we was just going to and fro and left and right and all of these things going on, we just don't take the time to sit and hear from Jesus. It's such a discipline to have to sit down and stay still. I tried to do that and I almost lost my mind. Because of all the things that are going on in my mind and all the things that is thinking about of what's going to happen tomorrow and what I got to do and how, it's hard and it's a discipline, but that's what he is asking for us to do. That's the thing, that a choice that we have to make in order to be committed to Christ. She was committed to prioritizing. She sought him first. He came in, and he was coming in and had his teaching as he always do. And she did just that, sat at his feet and received what he had. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. So sometimes if we don't take and seek God first, everything is going to be jacked up. We end up putting ourselves in situations and trying to fix things on our own because we didn't put God first. We're too busy in the back of the kitchen, getting all the stuff together, trying to make things right, majoring in our minors when we haven't even put Jesus first. She was committed to humility. She continued to be in a humble position. She always stayed, and like I said earlier, she always stayed at his feet. And sometimes when we are in the presence of Christ and when we're trying to, we have to stay humble, because if not, we become too wise. The Bible says, do not become too wise unless we'll become fools. And sometimes when we do that, we got to always remind ourselves and measure up then how we need to be humble in all situations. She was committed to the truth because Jesus is the truth. And because she was able to sit there and learn, she was able to be, even if there wasn't anything else that she performed or done in the Bible, her name was worthy to be written. And because she committed to the truth, she always knew where her position was and what she was supposed to do. Now, that's a great balance that she had. But sometimes, in our church, not our church, but church, we tend to be too holy. Right? Sometimes we want to be at Jesus' feet so long we comatose and don't do nothing. Jesus is action. Jesus is love. So when we get this information and we get this truth, we have to do something with it. And sometimes when, just as the Good Samaritan, you had the rabbi going past the injured man and just said, no, because I got to go. I have to be at the synagogue. So I'm sorry, I ain't got time right now. That's being a little too holy. And putting all of those things in perspective is how we always have to kind of balance out between what it is that we do, because we have to have some Mary and we have a whole lot of Mary, and we have to have a whole lot of Martha. And that's the only way that we can balance ourselves in being committed to Christ. Doing anything otherwise will have us off kilter. Will have us walking sideways. Will have us needing a V8. But every now and again, Jesus reminds us that even when we realize that we're off kilter, that he is there to pick us back up and put us back on balance. That's the grace of it all. The fact that he is able to pick us up and put us back on the right path after we have said, Jesus, you know what? I messed up. I was too much on the left. I was too much on the right. Bring me back to the middle and center me in your will so that I may do the things that you would have me to do. Jesus committed himself to us. When he came clothed in flesh, he committed to knowing that he was going to die on behalf of our sins before we were even born, before, for the things that we didn't even know about, we still don't know about, that he died for. Yeah. And he committed to that. Commitment. We can't even commit to a gym membership. Telling the truth on myself. But the fact that he has this undying love should make us even want to commit even more.
That's right. That's right.
He died for us. He rose and resurrected from the dead so that he can have that resurrection power in our lives. And because of that, that's how Jesus, and that's how we can show our commitment by spreading his love. By telling the gospel of Jesus Christ, by showing what he has done in our lives, by showing us that sometimes that we, even if we looking unbalanced one day, that's all right, Jesus is going to put me back together. Knowing that and being able to be that testimony so that you can show God's power and God's love in your life. That's how witnesses are formed. That's how newcomers to Christ are formed. So just remember, if anything for today, if you don't learn anything else, that we have to have both Martha and Mary spirits in our lives to balance how we are and to balance and to work and walk in our daily life. If you just even just pray, Lord, can I have some Mary and Martha today? Can I have a lot of Mary and some Martha today? But it's both. Have your way in how you want Mary and Martha to activate in my life today. It's just that simple. When we're in that and we're off kilter, ask for him to center us back in his will. Amen? Yeah.